From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
35 degrees, 722. It is time for Wildcat News. You look very professional in those headphones.
Thank you. I like that you like my look.
Well, I think I talk loud enough that you could hear me, but with all the other stuff going on in the background, it's a little different. Can you hear okay?
Yeah, they're a little distracting over there.
So your sister is going to make fun of you. And if she doesn't behave, we'll put her on the air. So, look at, she just straightened up. Kayla Newton is in studio. We're going to talk about high school prom. When is prom? What are the things you're doing? Does it look like a good turnout? I always enjoyed prom myself.
Yeah, prom this year is a garden gala. So we've started decorating, and the junior class has done a phenomenal job with coming up with the theme, deciding what all the decor should look like. DJ, the song list is super important. They've got that together.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two more days for ticket sales, and we'll have about 200 kids at prom.
Okay.
And it is this Saturday.
This Saturday already?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And this is going to be held where?
At the high school cafeteria.
And what are the hours for something like this? It's been a lot of years since I've been, and my kids have been out of school for a while.
Yeah, so we do open house. The community, students, parents, anybody can come to that 4:30 to 6, and that's in the cafeteria. Then we do a grand march that's in the auditorium, and that starts at 8:15 till 9. Anybody can come to that, watch the kids come out, parade out in their dresses and tucks. And then after that, the dance is 9 to midnight.
9 to midnight. And then do they typically have an after prom party? Who's in charge of that, and how does that work?
Yep. The parents of juniors and seniors put on after prom, and that's held in the middle school. So that starts 12:15, and that goes till 5 a.m. So they've done a phenomenal job of organizing all that, making sure waivers are in, getting students signed up, food galore, prizes, outstanding prizes that the community has put together for those students. So it's an awesome event for them.
So you buy tickets, and then is it just the sale of those tickets that funds prom, or are there additional fundraisers that you do?
Yeah, so prom itself is just the tickets. After prom does the fundraising because of all the food and the prizes and all the things that get kids to want to go to that. The fundraising goes to that after prom.
Sure. And that runs, would you say, 12:15 to
5 in the morning.
5 in the morning.
Yep.
See, I'd be like, just let me sleep. I would find the corner and just crash.
We do see some students do that for a bit.
Yeah.
It gets to be a long night.
It does. And not only for the students, but for the organizers as well. How long have you been on the prom committee?
Oh, I think this is your 11 or 12 for me.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. And you're a Humboldt grad?
Yes.
Okay. So you're very familiar with all this. You're teaching. You see all the kids all the time. And I love your commitment to the activities. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
What activities have you planned for the night of prom? I mean, will there be like a limbo contest?
Are great ideas.
Okay. You haven't done a limbo contest yet?
No.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Maybe we should start a new tradition. You want to come and do that?
No. Because I would try to dance under the pole and I wouldn't be able to get back up. So chiropractors would be very happy.
Fair enough.
Yes. So activities, it's just dancing and any giveaways?
Nope, not during the prom time, just dancing. And we have snacks and goodies that they can go to the gym area and eat and relax and talk and then head back to the dance floor.
It's a pretty big deal. And you said that it's open to the public from 4:30?
Yep.
To 6:30 or to 6. Okay.
6, yep.
And that's when all the parents come and they take the pictures, and you've got the arched balloons and the year in the background and all that.
Yep, all the decor.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
How long does it take to plan for something like this?
We start planning in January. So there's a junior group, a committee. There's about 12 girls on the committee. We start in January, and then we meet every week until this week. And now we have started. Today we'll start decorating during our homeroom time. We'll start on the stage where they do Grand March. And Friday night we'll start as soon as lunch gets done, and we'll decorate up until midnight Friday night. So just the juniors do that, so seniors can come and enjoy their last prom.
Any stress levels escalate at all, or is it just kind of business as usual and let's just get her done?
I say business as usual, but you know, there's probably those little things.
Sure, sure. Excellent. Well, I wish you all the luck, the prom committee, and I hope all the students have a blast. When is it again? Give us the deets.
This weekend, Saturday, April 12th. Open house, 4:30.
Okay. And then just let it roll.
Yep.
Tuxes going out everywhere. Fittings, dresses. I'm sure that
hair,
stuff is
makeup.
All. Yeah, that's all done, though, right? I mean, especially the tuxes. All that stuff's been bought and paid for and all that good stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was always a little nervous about bringing my tux back. You know, that
making sure you have all the pieces. You don't want to lose anything. Yeah. That's why we have an awesome coat check. Shout out to Pam Stolpas and her daughters. They run the coat check so they can, the gentlemen can take their coats off, hang them so we don't lose any. If you want to take your shoes off, the heels, girls like to do that. We put it all in a bag so that nothing gets lost.
Yeah, that's cool. Have fun.
Thank you.
Yep. Anything else for the good of the cause? Solid. Have fun.
Thanks.
Yep. Kayla Newton with the prom committee. Prom's coming up this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. This has been Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank in Humboldt.